Hello everyone, in this video we will see how to clone a work item type from one team project to another using PowerShell. I am Giulio Vian, a senior consultant in Microsoft Italy and an ALM Ranger since 2010. The agenda for today: we will introduce the TFS process template customization guidance project, and specifically what we call scenario 5, and give a short demo. ALM Rangers are committed to accelerate the adoption of Visual Studio and Team Foundation Server with out-of-band solutions for missing features and guidance. The Visual Studio 2012 readiness is based on many guidance from ALM Rangers. The Visual Studio Process Template Customization Guide is focused on delivering guidance on customizing process template, work item types, and all this kind of stuff. We want to help the users in Basta? Qua non ho preparato un discorso, bisogna che lo prepari. This guidance delivers a set of practical walkthroughs of a typical real-world Team Foundation Server process template customization scenarios, such as forcing the user to input some data when closing a work item, limiting the available choices when a work item reaches a certain state, maintaining work item types over time by retiring old ones and seeking their definition in various team projects. This scenario is focused on the latter: how to replicate or clone a single work item type. This is easy to extend later to multiple types and projects. The Visual Studio Process Template Customization Guide is available at psrttfsptguide.codeplex.com. And now we will go with a short demo of the process template customization scenario, or cloning a work item type using PowerShell. In Visual Studio 11 we are connected to the default collection. We select Rangers Demo and Rangers Demo 2 as the two team projects to work on. From the Tools menu we select the Process Editor from the Power Tools and open the bug work item from the first Rangers Demo team project. We add a new field to this work item type bug. The field will be named Free or Paid, representing if the customer should pay or not for fixing this bug. The reference name for the field is rangersdemo.freeorpaid, and in the help text we type something that will be useful for the customer to understand what to input in this field. Could be something like: if the bug fix should be charged to the customer. We click OK to add the field to the work item type definition. We also need to add the field to the UI, so add a new control, type a label for this control, something like free or paid, and link this control to the field we just added, rangersdemo.freeorpaid. Clicking preview, we can see that the field, how it will look like. Save everything, so the work item type definition is saved to the server. We can close the editor and see that the new definition is working. By creating a bug, we see the new free or paid field here. As it is a string field, we can type whatever we want, or type something meaningful, yes, double it. Now we can get rid of this bug and switch to the other team project, take a look or how the bugs are defined here and see that there is no such field. If we take a look, there are no defined bugs. If we run a query for work items, this project is empty. Opening the work item type bug from the process editor of the Power Tools, we see that there are only the standard fields for the Agile template, nothing more. Close everything and switch to PowerShell. In this folder we have the PowerShell files that accompany the guidance. This module has the library of functions common to all the scripts. This clone.wit file has the script for this demo. We now edit the script using the PowerShell ISE that comes with Windows. The first line of the scripts import the TFS PSM1 module from the same directory where this script resides. The clone work item type function will do the most of the work. It receives the source destination project, the name of the work item type, and if the global list should be included or not in the copy. From the source project we get the work item type passed as parameter. Then we export the same work item type into a variable in memory. We extract the XML describing the work item type, then we validate if the work item type definition can be imported into the destination project. Then we do the real import of the definition in the destination project. We have, as usual, a try-catch statement to check for errors. In the last part of the script we have four variables that points to the collection and the team projects that we want to change. Here we have the default collection for both the source and the destination, and we type the right name of the team project that we want to clone from and clone to. Here we have the URL of the TFS instance, so we type the right URL for our TFS, which is tfs11.here.local. With these functions we get the collection and the projects from the Team Foundation Server client objects. As a last action of the script we call the clone work item type function we have seen before, passing the computed variables and the bug work item type, which is the type of work item we want to clone from one team project to the other. Save the scripts and run it. As you see, we got an error from PowerShell because by default scripts execution is disabled on Windows. We can enable using the set execution policy command let. Here we type remote signed, which means that only scripts coming from a remote location like a network share should be signed. Otherwise local scripts are unable to run. You can think if this is the right policy for your environment. You see that the script has run successfully, so we should see that the work item type bug has been cloned from the first project to the second one. So we open the bug in the Rangers Demo 2 project and search for the new field. As you see, the field has been added to the end of the list, and if we create a bug in the Rangers Demo 2 project, we have this new field, free or paid, that came from the definition in the first project. This ends our demo. Thanks for the time spent looking at this video. You may find more information on ALM Rangers at tinyurl.com/ALM Rangers. If you are interested on more Visual Studio Codename 11 material, go to tinyurl.com/rangerships. Thanks again, and goodbye.